Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, ancestral, and shared territories of the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations in the city that we colonially label Vancouver, but it's not really Vancouver at all whatsoever. Welcome back to SlimeWire, nighttime music for you. My name is B. I'll be your host this evening. Back after a brief hiatus, bigger and better than ever in 2024. Title of the episode tonight is Cure Disc. That's Cure Disc, kind of like CD, kind of like compact disc. You ever heard of these? They're pretty cool. While I was away on hiatus, I had the privilege to go through crates and crates upon crates of my parents' CDs. And I really enjoyed the process. I enjoyed rediscovering some classics and rediscovering listening to music in a way that isn't scrolling through Spotify. And we're going to do that together tonight. I'm joined in the studio by basically the specialist possible guest. Hey, Stephanie.
Hi, V.
Hey.
Nice to see you.
Good to see you too.
How's your nighttime world going?
My nighttime world is about to get so pumped up with tunes that I can barely wait. Do you want to get into it?
I'm excited.
Yeah, we're going to start with a track off of a compilation from the depths of my parents' bins. And we're going to get to more after that. So I hope you stick around. It's so bright that I can't see. And this light's so much stronger than everything that I've seen before. In your eyes, I see flowers and trees. In your eyes, I see beauty. We'll be right back.
In the beginning, there was Thumb.
Something strange and funky condensing out of the primordial ooze. Then, underground house parties and backyard raves. Stuff of legends still whispered about in Los Angeles. And now, the space barn blasts off, and Thumpasaurus is ready to engage a new frontier in the Thumpiverse. Don't miss Thumpasaurus live at the Biltmore Cabaret, January 18th, presented by MRG Live. Head to admitone.com to get your tickets now.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and CITR.ca. Elsewhere around the globe.
You're listening to Slam Wire.
Slam Wire. I'm B.
Here in the Stuff.
Here in the studio. You just heard Icing Sugar by The Cure. Before that, No You Don't by Nine Inch Nails. And starting with Your Eyes, the mainstream mix by Foggy. I enjoy Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, I'm also quite a big fan. I really like the atmosphere on The Fragile. I think it carries across really nicely between tracks.
Yeah, I think it's time for an honest to gosh full listen through. I think that a lot of the tracks on this album aren't able to make their full impact on me because I haven't listened to it front to back in a while.
It's also a pretty daunting album some of the time to actually listen front to back. It's like an hour 43. But I find it flows really nicely. It's just a bit of an endeavor to get through.
Yeah. Well, when I feel prepared, when I feel ready, I'll know it's time. I think it's time for some more music. What do you say?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver and CITR.ca around the world.
It's Slimewire.
Welcome back. You just heard Seamless by Grade. Before that, Gold by Meat Bodies. And before that, False Alarm by Dandelion. I actually have something to say about all these tracks. This Dandelion track is fantastic. I got this CD for a paltry $2 at Al's Music and Games on University Avenue in Seattle, Washington. I was let down at the thrift all day long. I watched my friend find lots of awesome items, and I found nothing.
Trials and tribulations.
And this CD brought me salvation because I came away with something from that day. I had a find and I had a steal. And that's my favorite track on the album. The album Dyslexicon. It's my favorite track, but it's all worth a listen. Shout out Nash for putting me onto Meat Bodies and other fuzz acts. Shout out. And and Grade, a Canadian band I had never heard of until I was looking for music today. They're pretty cool. Maybe their graphic designer is, you know, maybe he's in a different line of work now, but that's okay. I think we should get into a different vibe of music.
I think that's the plan.
Do you feel represented by the music so far? Do you feel seen?
I think I feel seen, but I'm enjoying the like road trip CD playlist vibe. I think there's something about music that's been assembled from older formats and assembled on newer technology that it just still retains some of the feeling of listening to old CDs and old vinyls and compiling those tracks that really hit.
Yeah, it definitely feels, a lot of this music feels associated in some way. I think that if I was on a road trip and I put this on, I think anybody in the car would go absolutely crazy if they endured this mix.
Crazy with happiness.
Crazy with good road trip vibrations.
Yeah.
You'd say? Well,
call me the Beach Boy is the way I'm bringing good vibrations.
Yeah, well, you know, we'll listen to this next track and then we'll sing, like, you know, 99 bottles of beer on the wall to pass the time before we get to the next rest stop. Why didn't you pee before we left the house?
We'll see you in another 3 bottles. We'll be right back.
sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Yes, I'm digging you. I dig it like an old soul record. Just sit back, relax, and listen to the 8-track. I dig it like an old soul record. Remember back in the day when everyone was black and conscious, down for the struggle. Love brought us all together, sit back and talk, cultivating a positive vibe. Blue lights in the basement, freedom was at hand and you could just taste it. It was so cool. Digging on me, digging on you. Everything was cool. Yeah, yeah. My brothers were saying, listen to the 8-track, I dig it like an old soul rap. Now brothers basing, run up on the beat down cops that be chasing. I'm running out of time, I'm running out of patience in this war of the conscious mind. I need some black on black, oh baby. Slow grind for the change of time. You gotta get down.
go to cry? Where do you go to scream? Where do you go to sing at the top of your lungs and play instruments and be free? You can join UBC Cry Club. UBC Cry Club provides instruments and a judgment-free zone for people to let loose and be free using music as therapy. UBC Cry Club meets at 8 p.m. on Wednesdays at the Fraser River Parkade. For more information, go to M01E on Instagram.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITR.ca at the same time, simultaneously.
Simultaneously.
Streaming worldwide.
Streaming.
Around the globe.
From SlimeWire.
SlimeWire. You just heard Flipside by The Breeders. I'm Digging You Like an Old Soul Record by Michel Ndege Ocello. And As the Mask Begins to Slip by Nuvo L'Oscura. We all wear masks. Sometimes.
Sometimes the masks we wear become the real us.
The real us. That's so true. Listening to CD music, CD-based experiences tonight, recalling how things used to be before streaming changed everything. And I actually wanted to ask you a question. I want to get your thoughts, your opinions, your feelings on the way things have gone. Because you and I grew up in a world where streaming was, you know, by the time that we were getting into music, streaming was the option for us.
Yeah, I mean, at least for me, I remember around the time that I got interested in having portable copies of music, the solution at that point was iTunes and... I guess, like, looking back on it, that was a bit different from the way streaming looks today, because it was, like, you'd go and you'd play a sample, like, a 15-second sample of the track, and then you'd decide to buy it for, like, $20, and then you just had it on your devices,
yeah.
And you couldn't get rid of YouTube. but, yeah, the switch from that to streaming, honestly, I don't like iTunes or Apple, so I'm not mad that that is not the main avenue of listening
yeah, I
to
mean,
music these days.
I suppose that's like the last holdout of actually paying artists what they deserve for their music. I suppose Bandcamp continues with that
title to an extent.
Yeah, I mean different streaming services with different
Anything
rates
better than what Spotify
then,
pays artists.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I wanted to ask you about with relation to CDs and I guess more broadly like physical media, physical music. You know, it makes sense that streaming is here to stay, so to speak. It's so irresistible for the user, just having everything in one place, that, you know, it's no wonder that it's taken over, but
it's also irresistible for companies with the access and the means to make production lines like that. Not production lines, but means of accessing music like that, which just generate ad revenue and allow them to produce something for a market that doesn't necessarily reward its artists in the way a system like that should.
Exactly. Like, nowadays, it's a completely different landscape for artists trying to make any sort of money. Mm-hmm. And I think that while before people were so excited about this whole streaming thing that it took over, but I feel like there's more and more pushback in terms of the listening experience, and the maybe some people feel like it makes them see music a different way, makes them see their favorite artists a different way. I personally have my feelings about the friend activity feature of many streaming services, of sort of like the, I mean, you can turn it off, like it's not that serious, but it's also part of the growing like musical panopticon of just whatever you're into, and the
incorporation of social media and
exactly
sharing functions like that.
And my question is, these things for the artists, obviously, I think all musicians would like a different solution. And I wonder for those listeners that don't enjoy this way of listening to music or start to feel disillusioned or start to feel like it makes them feel further away from the artist or whatever it may be. Is physical media the solution? Can CDs save us? Because there was a huge resurgence of vinyl, but that did nothing to stop streaming. Is there a world where, you know, I doubt it would ever be CDs, but is there a world where the physical aspect of music returns in some way, or is it all streaming forever?
I think it's, what I keep coming back to is I think it's regardless of the way companies and production the way just all of these commercial forces in music interact with consumers, I think the thing that it comes down to is what you're looking for from a listening experience and the different functions that different ways of listening to music can have. Because I think on the one hand, for someone who's interested in older undiscovered music or local music where you can find physical media that's been left in a place, if you go to like local thrift stores and you find something from the city that you're in from 30 years ago, is a very different kind of pursuit to, say, the archival function of streaming and the way that digital technology especially and faster internet and greater access for artists to be able to upload their things and get it out to an audience immediately. There are pros and cons, but it's also, I think, a very different experience for different people. In the same way, some people just listen to a song off an album they like, and some people will listen to the whole album every time. It's very much down, at least I think, down to how people listen to their music and what function it serves to them, and whether they're looking for more new music to discover. And in that case, you can always use the internet for discovery, and then other forms and other mediums, not mediums, other formats to actually experience the music and actually connect with it in a way that's different from the digitized, immediate, overly clean sometimes experience of listening to music on streaming. There are always ways you can just intentionally alter and shape your listening experience to suit you and still take full advantage of how far the music industry has come commercially in the last 100 or so years.
Yeah, I suppose I wonder about the cultural aspect of listening to music and physical music, because it's not as if it's gone. Of course, there's a very large market for physical music. It's just it's for the enthusiasts.
Yeah, I think especially like it's worn down as a talking point, but especially things like Reels and TikTok and the way we listen to music these days, at least as a broad consumer market, is in bite-sized chunks, is in singles and even in clips from a chorus. And I think, especially with the way listening to full LPs and being able to take the needle and find a specific song on a record I'm slipping on my history here, but I think there was a period in the 50s or 60s where listening to full LPs became much more of a marketable experience than it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the way that the market listens to music, at least on average, on a large scale, that's always going to have direct market impact. And especially with the way late stage capitalism treats its artists and the way everything becomes smaller and more compressed over time. It can be scary to think about how small and how compressed the listening experience has become on a consumer level, but also the variety of options that are open to people looking for diverse musical experiences is, I think, greater than it ever has been. It's just a question of whether the direction of the market as of right now is going to maybe restrict or limit our access to different forms of music consumption in the future.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the motivation for me to get back into CDs and physical music is I would like, in the later stages of my life, I'd like to look back and have a record of what I was listening to and the classic, my personal classics. And I think I would feel very cheated if all I had to experience that was like scrolling through an old Spotify playlist.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I have been thinking about that a little bit as well recently.
Well, let's go to Neptune. Let's buy some CDs.
We should.
And let's listen to this next track too. I think we got a couple more and then we gotta go.
Stay tuned.
Yeah,
not another few bottles.
Hey Vancouver! For fans of Ocean Alley, Flip Turn, and Still Woozy, alt rockers Juice are bringing their signature blend of rock, pop, R&B, and hip-hop to the Biltmore Cabaret on February 3rd, with support from Hembree. Tickets are on sale now. Get yours at admitone.com.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, CITRCA.ca, player.citr.ca.
It's an hour of nighttime tunes.
Nighttime tunes.
Slime wire on
the
air.
It's a wire full of slime on the air, in your ears. All around, really, all around us.
Slime is in the essence.
Slime is of the essence. You just heard Soothe Yourself by Luscious Jackson. Before that, The Age of Love the Brain Bug remix edit by Age of Love and Brain Bug.
Very nice.
Wow. Looks like we got time for just one more track. I suppose we should say bye-bye right now then. Yeah, thanks. Stephanie, thank you so much for joining me.
Anytime.
I appreciate your insight and your conversation.
I appreciate you listening to what was hopefully coherent.
No, it was meaningful discourse. We had to let him know in 2024.
Had to drop that bomb.
And I think it's fair to say, you know, nothing, you know, too early to announce anything, but big things in the works for 2024, Stephanie?
Big things may be in the works.
Things are working behind the scenes?
Hardly walking.
Oh, you're such a card. Along. Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Stay tuned.
Yeah.
Always.
I would like to remind you, listener, that you can follow the show on Instagram at Slimewire Show, where I post a deluge of content for your
Many
viewing pleasure.
Delicious aesthetic.
Track
treats.
Lists and treats of all shapes and sizes. Yeah, it's good to be back. I'm very excited for 2024. Coming up on the 1 year anniversary of SlimeWire in just a few weeks. Can you believe it? I know, it's very exciting.
It's been a second.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be a second more. And we'll talk to you in a second. I'm going to leave you with 3 a.m. Tuesday by Render Useless. And stick around. Pretty sure we got Away from the Numbers coming up at the top of the hour. So stick around for that. And we'll talk to you soon.
Are you sitting comfortably? Then we'll begin.